The Adirondacks and the St. Lawrence River are top-notch destinations for people looking to fish and boat in the summertime. The Black River, which winds through Lewis and Jefferson counties, doesn't enjoy that reputation. Towns along the river want to change that, but they have a big job ahead of them. For a century, the river has been used for industry, not tourism. And now the river is in the process of a transformation. WRVO's Julia Botero spent a day on the water and has this story.
If you want to look at the Black River on a map, say on your computer, you're going to have to zoom out. The river is 125 miles long. It starts in the forest south of Old Forge and then meanders through the Tug Hill before emptying out in Lake Ontario. In some places, like in Watertown, the river's fast. In others, it winds through the woods. But in the middle stretch, between Lyons Falls and Carthage, it's just right. Wide and slow. The perfect place for a paddle. Everett Vanderbeck just finished his first kayak ride of the year. He's a seventh grader at Remsen Central School. He's here today with the Black River Outdoor Education Club.
And I flipped right over and it was super cold. So they chose to get a double canoe for me and Mr. Riley. And we almost flipped one more time. But we actually saved ourselves and we actually had fun with it.
Nick Hines led today's school trip. He says the Black River is ripe for discovery.
It seems to be a great place to paddle. We get to see a lot of nature and wildlife. Just this morning we saw a huge bald eagle fly right overhead, and everybody always loves seeing that sort of stuff.
The problem is it's not the easiest river for a boater to enjoy. Vanderbeck's family doesn't live very far from the river, but they're not on it much. There just aren't good places to put in.
We actually do have kayaks, but we don't do it a lot. Now we know where to launch the kayaks.
This boat ramp at Burdick's Crossing in the town of Gregg was built last year. Communities are trying to pivot out of the Black River's industrial past. Back in the 1890s, steamboats carried potatoes, gravel, and lumber from local sawmills down this river. Engineers manipulated the water in any way they could. Jennifer Harville with the Tug Hill Land Commission says they built dams and jetties to slow the current and make the river deeper.
And these structures they built to try to make the river more navigable, there are more like 4 foot wide sections with timber piles driven down into the bed of the river, and they're driven down and held fast, sort of like railroad ties across the top of these things with like this iron pin.
Most of this stuff is still here a century later. Harville says in some places, these iron pins are jutting out.
The timbers themselves are hazardous enough, and then to come up on a lot of them that still have these pins and sticking in out of the top of them it's terrible if you were trying to, you know, kayak or in a motorboat.
But getting the cribs out is a slow and risky process. Communities along the river have been working on ways to make the Black River friendly to paddlers and fishermen for more than a decade. A lot of these hazards are now mapped. The water quality is better, and the Black River now has a website. It says the Black River is headed for another heyday, this time as a recreational paradise. Harville and Nichelle Bilhart with the Lewis County Soil and Water Department take me on a canoe ride just north of Gregg. We row past wooden pilings sticking out of the water where a railroad bridge used to be. We pass by stones jutting out of a riverbank. That's what's left from an old swing bridge. Then we see another reminder of the river's industrial past.
You know, the remnants of a dam are here still, and even though a lot of it's, you know, deteriorated, there's enough sediment buildup behind it that you've got a really shallow spot here, making it really hazardous to get over.
That means we have to turn our canoe around. We've only been in the water for 20 minutes. Bilhart says without markers, it's impossible for boaters or swimmers to know what's under the water.
Because the water is stained so dark, you can't see it. I mean,
yeah.
Our waters are clean. It's just that because of the tannins from the leaves in the river, you can't see through the water column very much. It's certainly something that's a rock. Usually you can't see it.
Right now, the town of Martinsburg is leading the charge to make the river safer and more accessible. So far, the town has received more than $300,000 in grants for small piecemeal projects along the river. The hope is they all add up to a Black River that more paddlers can enjoy.
For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Glenfield.